We have to approve the minutes for September and October because there were some changes on September minutes. I hope everybody read the minutes before they came, but if not, there's a couple copies here you can look at.
Right, look at it.
That's September, which is October, which are probably the main ones.
Okay, thanks. I was too busy doing it. Good policy.
So I'll give you a minute, Linda.
Okay, Adam. I think I looked at it the day we were here, so.
Yeah, I send them out usually, and they're also posted on the website
Okay.
just to remind everybody.
Okay. Okay, I read it when we were here. Yeah.
Speaking
Yeah.
rhythm.
Yeah. I'm good, Kathy.
You're good?
I realized I read it when we were here at the meeting.
He never answered back. He said, "Can you resend it?" I said, "It is coming through. I'm sending now." And I said, "You know, we changed the meeting to 9:30, even though he's got 3 notices. Three. So we'll see.
Requisite
If he
opportunity.
said, I bet he'll get it and sign up in a minute. He's probably just trying to get in. Okay, so can we approve the minutes for September and October?
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
I second it.
Thank you.
I vote correction on one of them.
Okay. Is it a
October.
real minor?
Yeah, on October 5th, number 8, review of monuments on the green. The current constable said one monument represents two wards. It's actually three wards. Not two, it's three.
All right. That's not a big deal.
Minor thing.
We'll change it. We can reflect it. And we have to talk about that today.
Yeah.
So with that, we can approve the minutes for September and October. Approve. You're all in favor, just saying. You second and
Yeah.
we're gonna if it's okay, we're gonna have to skip over 3 and 4. Is Bob there? No, right?
No.
Oh wait, I see somebody.
Yeah.
No. No, just us.
Cool.
I have my glasses on. I can't see forward.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay. I want to update. I did email Chris Duffy again and I got a response back. So just to let you know, I'm going to read you basically his email. Remember the Boy Scouts were taking pictures of all the headstones? Somebody deleted the whole file. So they would need to retake them all. I'm not sure it's really worth it for them to retake them all because we have a list of names
Yeah.
and we have the pictures from Fulton Center, no, Quarryville, right? And the other thing is, we can't even find all the pictures and the stones for that other list that we had gotten from Ernie, from Carl Price. They're so old
They're
that
so old, sure, the soft stone that's just withered
gone.
away. It's
It's
gone.
all worn away.
Yeah.
So I did tell Chris I checked, but I didn't think it was worth trying to retake them. We have the list.
Why would we bother anyway, since we're not putting the little plaque on the paperwork?
Right.
We're going to put that big money and be done with it.
And I think it's nice. I can give the cemetery book and even leave it here because it has the lists of everybody that's in the cemetery now. But I don't know how we'd get it updated either. So I wanted to let you know that. And then he wrote recently, we asked him about the flag box, if they would be willing to do a proper box so we could dispose the flags in and have it here inside, because there were a lot of concerns about people throwing stuff in stuff. Although I think if it was in a place that was like near here, the library doesn't have much trouble with stuff being thrown in their box. I asked one of the librarians and she said not that she knew of. I could ask Liz too, because she probably didn't. She wasn't there that day. But so depending what they do, but he said the two scouts were finishing their Eagle projects before they turn 18. So then they're getting, they're going to be working about with the flag box, but they're also finishing a footbridge for the BLT path. So I don't know what that is.
So are we on,
in land trust.
Are we on one? Are we on issue four now? The agenda.
We're really under five for flag box. Because we're waiting for Bob Moore at the grid.
Okay, I've got some input on that.
So. And that's it. He sent me that. So
my wife insists on taking our mail, our outgoing mail, especially when we pay bills, to Manchester. She thinks that's a safer post office. So we've been doing that. We go there probably every week. And I noticed where the drive-up boxes are, there's a sign on one of them, on the smaller one, that it's going to be removed on November 17th. So I called the postmaster in Manchester and I told him who I was and who I represented. And if there would be any chance of us getting that box, it would be perfect for our flag drop. And he was he seemed very interested in it. And he took my name and number and he says, I'm going to call you back. And that's where we are now. But that would be perfect for a flag drop. The reason they're taking it is because of the fishers. They call it fishing. People go with the mouse sticky thing, stuff you catch mice with on the end of a string and drop it in there and pull the letters out. And it's a high priority mailbox. That's why they think there's probably more money in there than in the big box. The big box is as big as a Volkswagen. That would be out of the question for us. But this other box is a regular outside box. It'd be perfect.
Okay, so we can see what happens with that. And then
so
we
I'm still waiting to hear from him. If I don't hear from him, I'm going to call him before the 17th to see where he's at.
Okay, thank you, Paul. That's great. Yeah, that would be nice. And then maybe
we could still give it to the scouts and let them paint it in some manner that people wouldn't be confused.
Yeah, they can paint it red, white, and blue.
Yeah, there you go.
It's that box is a lot of blue already.
Paint it red and white, put stars or something.
And there's plenty of Eagle Scouts that have done this in other towns and done the system to do the ceremony, which I told them we wanted done, and actually the disposal, because they could even bring them as part of their project or develop a system. Because the town has a lot of flags that they should be disposing of appropriately, too. They have at least eight that are flying on our flag here. So you got to think that we must go through, I don't know, 20 flags. And now all these on the...
All the ones that are flying now. What are they going to... Are they ever going to take
them? I don't know. I was wondering that, too.
Yeah.
They usually take them back. No way.
Yeah, because they really should be down already.
Some of them are missing. There's a couple missing.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're already missing.
Yeah, I don't know if they fell down and somebody picked them up. I can't believe anybody would steal them, but...
Oh.
You have to climb up the pole. You can't reach them.
Did it really?
It would take 2 seconds to bring a small ladder, climb up, and get down. I'm telling you, they were taken because they were never up originally, and the holders were there on a couple on the side street, and then a couple going down here. That's why all this stuff to maintain it costs the extra money after, because stuff is missing. So who would we check with? Who's going to, who would we check with just to find out if they're taking the flags down?
John? Flagged up?
John, probably John.
John.
John Butramovich.
Yeah, John. You want me to check with him, or do you want to check with him when he comes in sometime and you see him? It's not in
there. I can check.
Because usually they should be down there.
Yeah, by now.
Yeah.
I know. Sent you an email.
That would be great. We'll remind. Thank you for bringing that up, too.
So they don't leave a lot for Veterans Day.
I don't know. Maybe that is what he's doing to take them down earlier because of the snow and all that stuff starting. But it's only next week. So maybe that is what he's doing, leaving it up till after Veterans Day and then taking it down. That's like 6 or 7 months, right? Might as well leave them up for a year.
They're all ready for next year.
They get beat up in the wintertime.
Oh, I'm sure they're beat up.
Oh, Bob DePree. Bob Moore is here. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hi, Bob.
Sorry for the delay. I lost everything and finally found the. Anyways, I'm here. Sorry.
But that's good. We just finished talking about number 5 on the agenda, which is the flag box.
Yep.
So we can go back to number 3, which was tax relief update. If you can tell the committee where that is, because we got a little bit of conflicting information.
Well, the one thing we did find out, you know, is that the number of people who qualify was a lot smaller than what we that we initially thought. We had the list of all the veterans, but not all of them, a much smaller number of qualified. So that's a lot smaller. And plus, the board decided to to have the new board bring it up before them and review it as a full board, and then make a recommendation to them. So if I'm elected to the new board, I'll do it as a board member. If not, I'll do it as a veteran. But we're gonna so the numbers that we had looked at, obviously, as far as the impact to tax revenue is quite a bit smaller than what we originally had looked at. So that should make things easier for making a decision. So that's where it is. And I screwed up. I thought the meeting, didn't realize it was so quick. But so we should have for the next meeting what the real numbers would be, you know, basically going back, looking at what I had put together with the new numbers and what that would actually be tax-wise.
So, Bob, is the subcommittee still going to look at this if everybody's elected? Because you had 3 people on.
The problem is it's a 7-member board now. So the structure will be a little different. I mean, this is a whole new territory. If I'm on there, I can make sure that we'll be part of some committee that deals with it. If okay. Not, I'm sure Pam will be. So let's say that we should not have an issue of bringing this forward. So it's a matter of how we bring it forward. And with the new data we have, we probably got a clearer number and of where we should be. And I want to bring it before you guys too, so everybody has an understanding of what we have. And I, you know, quite frankly, I don't. The new board won't be meeting until
summer.
And that is that would be December 5th. So okay. We can probably get some data together before that, and I can get it to you, and you can just share it amongst the members as where what the new numbers show. So you have, I mean, it's important that you guys have the numbers first, and that's, you know, and then figure out what you want to propose going forward. Because I'm sure the first meeting would be an organizational meeting. It probably will be setting up committees and this and that. So there probably won't be any committee in place to deal with this in December, but the commission can be ahead of the game with the new numbers, and I'm going to make sure we confirm the numbers with the assessor too, as far as dollar impact. So,
okay. Well, maybe if we get the numbers by the next meeting, we can look at it in our next meeting.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'd like to get it to you ASAP, so everybody can look at it and make comments and you know, put together, if you will, a strategic plan.
Okay.
But when is our next meeting? He said that the board, their thing's going to be the 5th.
So. But they're not probably going to do anything till after the first of the year.
Right. That first meeting is there's going to be so much organizational stuff to deal with. I can guarantee you this issue won't be dealt with. It'll be dealt with after that. So as to if what committee might be dealing with it, who's going to deal with it. So
yes, in that board meeting, the selectmen's meeting would be on the 5th. Our meeting would be on the 7th.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, so if we can work on the proposal, then in December, come to agreement, then we could get it back.
Right, and you would know what subcommittee to get it to and whatever. So, cool.
So hopefully they'll have that organized. We'd end up waiting till probably February, but at least we have a process to look at and keep going with it.
And you'll be able to have it set up so that it kind of falls into the operational of the new board.
Okay, we'll see how our new board goes. We should know next week.
Yeah, we'll know in a week.
All right, and then Bob, the only other thing you had was about the Connecticut general statutes. You were going to talk to the attorney just to make sure we fit within the statutes. And I'm sure that with you being away for a little bit, that probably needs to stay on till after.
I was going to stay on there because I was, between being gone and coming back. And trying to get my life together again. Yeah, right.
Bob, you can't take any more vacations then.
I know that, you know.
Get all mixed up after we come back. Okay, so we're set. We're now on 6. Any other discussion about the with Bob? No. Thank you, Mr. Mora.
Okay.
Then the review of monuments on the Green report. That was about, had a few things. Linda was going to tell us the wars.
I have a copy of it. It's 12 major wars. I think that's what you wanted to know.
What?
We have 12 major wars that we've been in, and then 100 total wars, 125, but 12 major wars that we've been in for our country.
The only ones we were concerned with were the...
Yeah, and then...
The Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, and Civil War.
Actually, I have...
I got those. I did get those numbers.
Actually, I have a picture of them, and I can text it to you, because I text it to Kathy. I'm not sure why she didn't get it. But it's 12. It's at 12. I did a little research. It said that we've been in 12 major wars, 125 wars and skirmishes, and then, of course, with the new war that we're in now, that would be 126. But the major ones, it's at 12. That includes the Gulf War, Vietnam, or Korean War. So that's what they count as major wars. Or directors.
So, Linda, just read off the 12 for all of us.
Okay, I gotta find it. If you, I took a picture of it, so I get on my phone. Yeah.
So, what we have out there now? Hold on. I gotta find where I took all my pictures. So does somebody know what we have
on
our monuments?
We got through Vietnam, and then the new big one goes through Afghanistan. Starts with the Vietnam and goes through the list of names.
Okay, so this one says Korea, Vietnam, World War II, Kuwait, Afghanistan, and Iraq.
Those are on the big mine.
Yeah.
What was the last one? Sorry. What was the last
Kuwait,
one?
Kuwait, Afghanistan, and Iraq.
They had names. I don't know what the names are. They're on the plaque, right? Operation.
That flag.
Yeah, the big, great big one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I'm looking at the big one.
Yeah.
Okay, so what it says is Korea, Vietnam, the middle part says World War II, then Kuwait, it just says Kuwait, 1990-91, Afghanistan/Iraq. Oh, they never put the end date on that. There should be an end date, right?
Okay.
It should be.
Afghanistan.
Well, we put our guys in right, so maybe not.
Maybe they're leaving it.
Okay, so we got war in Afghanistan, Korean War, Vietnam War, American Civil War, Spanish-American War, World War II, Libya, Revolutionary War, Rural War, Iraq War, and if you need the dates, I have to get the dates for you.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 12.
Yeah, that should be 12. Yeah.
So Libya.
Nice and chilly this morning.
That is, let's see.
Libya isn't anywhere, but I think all the rest of them.
Yeah, because when you Google it, it shows that that's one of the, if you put the wars for the U.S., that comes up. And then with skirmishes and other things that we fought in, it's 125. And then if you include what we're going through now with Israel and stuff.
Aren't our wars that are declared as a war.
Yeah.
So we only 12. Wanted to do wars that were declared for the United States. Correct me if I'm wrong, right?
Well, Pam said it looks like there's one plaque over there that's called World War, First World War. Then it wasn't World War One; it was the World War.
Yeah, World War.
Right.
And there's a list of names of people who won't serve in that.
Right.
There's another little plaque on the left as you're looking at it that covers Korea, Vietnam, World War II, Korea and Vietnam.
That's correct.
And then the middle one covers all these little things we've been going through for the past 25, 30 years.
Okay.
And the ones that there is no plaque anywhere for was the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, and the American Civil War.
And Civil War.
And that's the one that Pam wanted to have. Mm-hmm. I was looking into putting a new monument placed here.
The other
one. It does that. And that's what I've been looking at. That's why I've got information about that. And I've got estimates and everything. So I can share that with you. You want me to go ahead and talk about
it? Sure.
The other thing that I also did is that I happen to own land in the cemetery. And a plot there. So I looked back and looked at the paperwork that we got when we purchased it. And this speaks to the flag holders that we were talking about putting in. They're prohibited.
They're prohibited?
They're prohibited in the cemetery.
That's interesting, because
and I think I'll read it to you. Metal flag holders, paternal emblems, and temporary nameplates, or any metal or wire device is prohibited. Flags placed on the grave for Decoration Day will be removed at the discretion of the superintendent. Now, this was back in, we bought the plot in 2005. Mm-hmm. And this company that was running it then is not running it now. The town, you know, right? The town was taking care of it. Right. Town employees take care of it. But I don't know if they adopted all these regulations. There's a lot of regulations. There's 19 of them listed on my certificate of purchase that I never had looked at before. So, you know, look at it now. But my wife really did all this. I didn't do it. She just said, we're going to buy more land in Bolton and told me it was in the cemetery. But anyway, so it says it for him. I don't know if that's something that's enforced. I understand the reason for it, because of mow.
Yeah.
It's tough to mow up there if you've got all these things hanging around there. So, and I also took a ride through both cemeteries recently, and the plaque that we were talking about that's in the main cemetery that reads the dedicated to all veterans, et cetera, et cetera. It's really a blanket thing. There's the same identical plaque in the quarries right there. There's two of those monuments that must have been bought at the same time. Mm-hmm. This was in 1976, the town bought them. And each cemetery has one of those. So we don't need.
Near the flagpole.
Yeah, they're both near the flagpole. So the quarryville one, just as you drive in, it's right on the left. I mean, I'd never been in that cemetery until I took a ride through it and saw it there. So I know we were talking about doing that at that cemetery because we didn't think there was one there, but there is one in there.
We're all set.
So we really don't need one there.
Okay.
The one that we talked about over here, I went down and I got guy in Manchester give me an estimate. And this is what he came up with and sent me this an example of what this is the wording that we use. The emblem at the top, the symbol at the top can be different. It doesn't have to be that one. This is just one you put on there if you wanted to have something on there. So, but depending on this, and this stone that he's holding is the one just like the one, the big one, that color.
Okay.
Yeah. And he wanted to know where we were going to put it, and I said, I don't know. I really don't know where we would place this. We have to figure out where to put it if we do that. But his estimate for this plaque, for this monument, depending on what size we choose and if we change the color of the stone or whatever, is $5,000 to $7,000.
Oh, my God.
Nothing's
cheap anymore. Nothing's cheap anymore. A lot of these stones, the only place that you go to get it, they don't even make them. They set out.
Yeah, this guy.
And then they come in.
Yeah, the guy in Manchester does it. They've been there.
That's unbelievable.
$5,000 to $7,000.
That's wow.
So that's something we put. I mean, I got the information, and we probably need to talk to more with Pam or whoever is in charge of the silence. That's like what they want to do. I mean, this goes beyond fundraising. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. So, I'm surprised. Yeah. I thought maybe three or four. Yeah.
That's what the ones I got a quote for putting one on our grave site. But that's what they want. Three or four. Now, I only went to one company, you know, so there are a few other companies around. There's one in Rockville, and these people own three now. They own one in Manchester, one in Wethersfield, and one in East Hartford. They own all three of those now.
That's a huge company.
Yeah, yep. So, but there is one in Rockville, I know, that I didn't contact. And I'm sure there's others somewhere, but.
Real small, and he still does it well in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he still does it all.
Well, you know, if we want to go out and get more estimates, we can do that.
So, yeah.
But I think we need to talk to the selectmen about if they really want to pursue this or what they want to do.
Bob, you have any feelings on this?
Well, that one, something like that in that size, the Board of Selectmen has, we do have a cemetery fund that we take the operational cost out of. And that might be something to look at. But, you know, that would be a board decision as to whether they want to expend that kind of money on that. Again, if we did, we probably would have to, we'd have to bid to figure out what you want, what the size is, and bid it out.
Yeah.
Go through that whole big process. But you know, at least Barry gives us an idea of at least an outside number of this thing. So, but that's, yeah. I mean, to me, that's the only way you could cost effectively do it is using those funds, whether or not. I mean, that would have to be a board decision.
And you know, I don't know when the one for World War One, just World War, and the one with the Vietnam and all that. Those are actually cast plaques mounted on big rocks.
Right.
I was wondering.
So I don't know if the town ordered the plaques and then then it dug up some rocks somewhere. We got enough of them. rocks. I don't know what they did back then. So.
I saw. I don't know. It was a military cemetery somewhere. They had the big boulders, and then they just put the placards on it, honoring the veterans, and they had like two of them, and it looked really nice.
Yeah, that's what's over here. That's okay, what's over here.
And I thought it looked really nice. So,
that's the most cost-effective.
But those aren't cheap either. Those cast plaques in that size.
Listen, we could find some boulders. Trust me, I'm the rock one. I got tons.
Well, if your friend could get us a big, nice boulder,
I think I might know where one's at. It's across the street from me, but it's that wetlands.
Probably getting in there to get it.
Don't worry about it, guys. I have a tree line where 10 acres was once cleared about 50 years ago. I got boulders any size you want.
Okay, good.
You're not. We getting a boulder in one that you want, whether you want flat, curved, high, whatever.
You know, another thing I can do.
You're there for the taking. Let's put it that way. So that's not the issue. But I think the most cost effective thing is keeping in line with what was done. Historically, if we did a boulder type thing with the drilled in and then a cast plaque on it, probably would be the most cost effective way to go.
I think so too.
I can get a price for a cast bronze plaque. I'm talking the size of what they're like. It's like 20 inches by 30 inches. The ones over there. I can get an estimate for what those cost and bring that to the next meeting and then. We'll have
then
more.
Then we can have a vote.
And the only thing you would have to do then is get the rock moved and then prepare the rock.
Uh-huh.
to accept the plaque. And so
I got connections for getting a rock pulled.
The town could help in that, doing that part, or we can get a contractor to donate his help to get it up there.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get that.
Save money.
Yep.
Yeah, because if we put it on the back, it could go right in the center between those two right. points. And that would fill the back too. It would look a little nicer with something there.
I'll do that. I'll get a place for the cash plaque.
Yeah, I think that'll
nice. Estimate report. And then.
Okay.
Before the next meeting.
Thank you, Barry.
I think that's good. That was a good one.
So we're on number 7, which is the annual report. I think it's the second page. I just want you to read it quickly and see if there's anything we have to put in, because then I could change whatever. Add it and then send it to Sue Ellen so she'll have it. Remembering that it's supposed to end as of what we did in June. So it's really only what we accomplished November when we started through June.
It wasn't October.
October wasn't a formal meeting because it was not approved and we didn't have any committee members. So technically it was an ad hoc. So
you were right.
We all just came. So look and see if anybody sees anything now. So
Yeah, that bad. I'm gonna drink a card of four this year, and it was $1,300. That was the same thing.
Okay.
It didn't hurt at all.
That looks great.
So that. Are we okay with the way it's written? So I'll send it to you, because I have to send you the other piece. I still have to do is send you all the electronic parade stuff, click everything. I hope I can figure out how to send it to you in one email.
So you don't, because the annual report is going to be like a book, so it's not going to
be. No, but I'm talking about two different things. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
The annual report I can send you separately, but then I still have to send you all the parade information that I wanted you to have electronically.
Okay.
So that if something happens, you have it and you can change stuff and print it.
Oh,
because it's only on my computer and you don't want to have to type 20 pages again, right? You got the book, but
yeah,
it might not be a help, but the electronic. So I'll send that too.
Perfect.
I'll put that on my list to do. Okay, so we're good with that. Do we need to vote on the annual report and say, or by consensus, we're all okay with that? Everybody's okay with it.
It's a motion or not?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second.
We all said yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think Number eight is I wanted to just remind everybody about the Veterans Day luncheon at the Senior Center. Please make sure you signed up if you're going. I have the number here. If anybody needs it, you can call. Does anybody need the number?
Yeah, I spoke with Carrie yesterday, and she needed some info from me. She said that, I guess, three people are coming from here, and she wanted to know if anybody else is coming. Yeah. So they can order the food, and they want them to call today. They're coming.
So if anybody...
I told them I was coming.
Okay. Yeah, so it's probably you, me.
But me, that's all I'm going to be doing a little speech.
Yeah.
Greg, are you coming?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. You coming?
Yeah.
No? Okay. So
that's probably it.
Just three?
I'm thinking. Yeah, the people who signed up.
Okay.
Black tie, you know.
Yeah, right. I'm going to have some combat boots on. Fatigues.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we're good with that. Yeah. Then other, does anybody have any new agenda items?
Hey, Kathy, just one thing.
Yes.
Center School that week is also holding a thing. They've invited veterans to their thing, and the school puts on a program for them. And they've been doing this for a number of years. My thought is perhaps the commission could just send a note to or letter or something to the school thanking them for doing that. I think it's they do a really nice job with it, and it's open to all veterans to attend as long as the school knows it. They actually once you're on the list, they actually send out invitations to appear on that. But I think it'd just be a good contact and a good thing for the commission to do.
Okay.
And I know you don't need another job, but this is.
Yeah. I hope you could make it.
Yeah, I'll make
it. You could have that.
Okay, I can't. Okay, this is a. It just came back. That's it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Is that the school?
Yeah, you probably got a postcard.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'll go.
I hope to see you there.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see each other there. Go represent the Veterans Committee.
But you have to know. Let the school know. Contact
okay.
Them.
It's a phone number to call.
Okay. Here it says that
I'll call.
You guys supposed to let them know yesterday, but if you try
sure
today,
they'll bend a little bit.
Okay.
They'll,
yeah.
One or two more, they can handle it.
You want me to call and let them know that I'm coming, or you want to call?
You call.
No, you can call. Okay. Yeah, well, I want to know.
They're very pleasant to talk to.
Okay, I'll call. Yeah. I'll go.
It's a team.
Okay.
Do we all sit together?
Yeah.
As the commission or not?
Yeah, you have to hide me. I'm going because my daughter always tells me I can't go.
Okay. We're going to drag you. And
she's a teacher, you know.
I'll call.
Well, she had to do something that day. All right.
Yeah.
Linda, will you show me that after that?
Yeah, it's not like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll find out who wants to go.
I think the only other thing, I think there's one more thing. Pam sent Barry and I, just so you know, that she had a long conversation with Rachel Clark about the bench. And she asked that we dedicate it next September 20th at 4:00. Because that particular day is in the week of, it's Medical Technicians Week, and our husband was also a surgical technician in the service and in his real job. In the hospitals here. So we'll have to put that and talk about it later, but I'll keep it. I'm going to put it back on the agenda just so we don't, not discuss it when we get a little closer on what we'd like to do and what we'd like to have. And that'll be after the new board. And she thought 4:00 would be a good time because people might be able to get there after they're working.
September 1st?
No, September 20th. Okay, at 4 o'clock. And it's Medical Technician Recognition Week. So
is that a weekday or weekend?
Monday, I think.
Let me look and see.
I think it's a Monday.
I don't remember when I looked. What... No, it looks like it's September 20th is a Friday.
2024?
Yeah, look.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Oh,
that's kind of
tough.
Like,
yeah. It is
Friday.
It is a Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe I was looking at the wrong.
Oh, okay. Maybe you were looking at this.
Wrong.
All right. Yep. So Friday, I just wanted to report that. And then.
And I think probably we need to notify somebody. Well, Pam will probably do that. But the town probably wants to know if this thing's going to happen. And when it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to have to be. She technically, they went to the selectmen to do this. Mm-hmm.
Well,
so,
PTA did, yeah.
Right. So we probably should notify the PTA too, because I'm sure they're going to want to come.
And if they expect a lot of people here. The town's going to be involved for traffic reasons and stuff too. So.
Yes, and I don't know if we want to have like a little something here afterwards for them. So we're going to have to talk about it. Coffee and maybe just
talk to Pam,
coffee and a couple things.
With Pam.
I actually said something to her about it, but we'll have to talk about it and see if they want to do that. So. We have time, but still it would be good to know what everybody, so I'll put that back on the agenda so we can discuss it next time too. And the only other thing is meeting dates for next year. We started with the meeting, I think, at 2, then I moved it a little bit because I babysat and you guys said it was okay to 1:30. Now at a request, we moved it to 9:30. Do we want to keep the meeting first Thursday as long as they have it available here for the 2024? 9:30. Is that still good?
Yeah.
It's okay for me.
Yeah.
It's okay for everybody?
Yeah.
So
9:30 in the morning.
So yes, it's 9:30. The 9:30. First Thursday of every month at 9:30 a.m. And I don't think there's a holiday on Thursday, so you guys good? So you need to make a motion for that.
Yeah, so I can motion the meeting time. So I'll motion that we have our meeting the first Thursday of the month at 9:30 a.m. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Anything else that anybody needs to discuss? I think that's it that I had.
So is that time frame going to...
Hey guys, excuse me, I was on mute, but July 4th is a Thursday.
Oh, thank you, Bob, for looking.
Yeah, that's my big holiday. So that's a come. I was trying to yell in, but I was muted. I muted myself.
So,
you may want to change that date.
So July 4th, instead of July 4th.
Move it to the 11th, the next Thursday, that's all.
Yeah, we can move it to the 11th, that would be. And then, you know what happened last time. We had a little break in the summer.
Might not even meet in July.
Yeah, so.
That's not going to affect this year, right?
It's just next year.
Next year.
Okay. Yeah, next year.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Like this year,
no, that's good.
This year we didn't even meet in July.
No, yeah. July and August.
July, we didn't even
right.
Meet, so you can like just keep the dates in case.
We'll keep it decide. July 11th. We'll have it in the. Yeah. Will you put it in the news just so they can all have it again? And then we'll have that. I think that's it. I think we have everything. Does anybody have anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Third.
All right.
I think we're good.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, guys. I'm sorry for Sorry to be so late getting in, but
that's okay.
Good luck next week.
Hey guys, y'all have a good Thanksgiving and all that, because we won't meet until after that.
Oh yeah,
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Okay, so I'm gonna call and.
Would you go? You go on a cruise?